Good morning. Welcome to the program. You're listening to 100.1 FM and 1110 AM KBND. And our guest this morning on Your Town is Brian Fratsky. He's the principal broker and founder of Fratsky Commercial Real Estate Advisors. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you. Happy snow day. Or slush day, I guess.
Slush day. It is gray, but we do need the rain.
That's a good thing. We always need that.
So, Brian, this morning we're going to talk about three subjects, or at least center on those: interest rates, inflation, and investing. And, of course, Russia and Ukraine will come into that a little bit. But first of all, tell us, the big story is that there's no industrial space for lease in Bend at all this year.
Yeah, so I call it the three I's, right? We have inventory, interest rates, and inflation. So inventory, and I've been preaching this for a couple of years now on the show. More or less, we are out of industrial inventory for lease in Bend. Okay, I just ran a report literally a minute ago. There's 14,988 square feet for lease in Bend. Compare that to 2012 when there was 2.1 million square feet.
Wow. So
we're leasing it up. We've leased it up. Our firm, we get about four or five calls a week from companies, really good firms, by the way, and you know, we're sales guys, right? So why would we say no? And these people call up and say, hey, we need 3,000, 6,000, 10,000 feet in Bend. We don't have it.
So what is going to happen in the future? I mean, I know that the laws for developing land are extremely tight in Oregon. What do you see happening down the road?
Yeah, you're right. So traditionally, we tell developers, owner users back in 2012, 2015, guys, you know, if you know what you're doing, it'll take you 24 months to complete a building that you can move into. Now we say it's 36 months. There's no one reason why that's taking place. It's just a slowdown in everything: supply chain, permitting, finding the labor to build the property, finding the dirt to buy, doing the geotech work. As the listeners know, we're lava-based soil around here. So what's going to happen is, as all this space is leased up, first, the lease rates go up. So for the listeners that have leases that are coming up for renewal and it says we'll go to the then market rate and you're paying 75 cents a foot now, get ready for that to go up to about $1.20, $1.25, dollar, depending on the building. So that's the bad news. The challenge is, where do we get the inventory, right? You know, if you have a problem building residential properties in Bend, what the government's done is said, hey, we can go up. We can go two, three, four, five, six stories. We don't have three-story industrial buildings. So just to be able to change the land use planning to say, you know, you can put more, quote-unquote, density on industrial property, structurally, physically, logistically, we don't do that. So what that does is that spurns growth into the outlying communities. Redmond's booming. Industrial's going nuts. Prineville's going nuts. We're starting to get activity in Lapine. Sisters is doing well, but they're, you know, it's a pretty small community. So the demand's not going away right now.
Okay, so there is some, at least, you know, the positive thing is that those outlying areas are seeing an increase in building. But Bend itself, yeah, you just, with this high density zoning, that's just going to make it impossible. And the supply factor and labor, same thing as housing everywhere.
It is. It's the exact same variables, so.
All right, so what else do we need to know? Now, you wanted to talk about inflation.
Yeah, so when you look at inflation, and we were tracking it last year, and we were thinking inflation last year was about 12 to 14%. People laughed at us. They said, no, it's only 4, 5, 6%. We get year-end data, it was 14.8%. How did we know that? Well, when you go buy a box of Raisin Bran, it's twice the price, 30% smaller. That's a pretty good example on what's going on with inflation. When it goes from $90 to $190 to fill my truck with gas, it's a pretty good sign. So what does that mean in the commercial world? Well, when you've got inflation in pricing, that goes into materials costs. That goes into all of the components. A majority of buildings in the industrial and office sector are steel, asphalt, concrete, a lot of copper. And when you're going out and saying, okay, what are the lease rates today in Bend, Redmond, Prineville, Sisters? And if I build a building and I get those lease rates, will it pencil? No, it will not. Owner users, they aren't as concerned because they need the building to build a product or provide a service. But the developers that we need to go out and build those buildings because we have the tenants, and the tenants are saying, hey, Ben, dollar, ten a foot is the lease rate. Developers are saying, you know what, I need $1.75 in order to get this to pencil. So guess what? You listeners are saying, gosh, Brian, you're talking about all this demand. We don't see a lot of industrial buildings going up in Bend. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There aren't. There aren't many going up because it doesn't pencil. That's a problem. And it doesn't pencil in the other communities as well. So you really need to be careful. That's how inflation impacts us. The third one, interest rates. Interest rates right now, they're still great, right? If a home loan was 3.5% a year ago, traditional 30-year mortgage, now it's 4.75%. Listeners say, oh my God, it went up 1.25%. Well, it's not 10%. It's not 12. It's not 18. Here's the problem. It's the first time interest rates have gone up in what, 10, 12 years? So all the 25 to 40-year-olds who weren't paying attention of interest rates 10, 12 years ago, now they're seeing that and they're going, oh wow, let's not do anything. Let's hang on. Or let's hurry and get the house today. Well, those interest rates are starting to impact interest rates on commercial debt. So you used to be able to borrow money for a commercial building, 4, 4.5. Now it's 5, 5.5, 6%. So mm-hmm. we're paying attention.
Wow, it's incredible how things are heading. Hopefully, future it will improve.
You say, well, what's the positive, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, Brian, you Debbie Downer, and I'm like, or Dan Downer. We've got to be equal.
Yes,
right?
Dan Downer. Correct.
The up is the people that are we're leasing to. They're global companies. They're regional companies. They have national brands. And some people might say, oh, great, Brian, so now all these big leaguers are going to come in here and they're going to wreck Bend. I don't know about wrecking Bend, but I know that they're going to fulfill the terms of their lease. So when times get tough, they'll keep paying the rent. That's kind of nice that you aren't going to have a bunch of vacant buildings.
Right.
The other component is we're leasing office space. And when you look at the national magazines, the national media says that office is doomed. If you watch the WeWork, WeWrecked Netflix series or whatever media it's on, you know, we're leasing office. In fact, I think office is the next leg to fall. We have a lot of it available, but you don't see any office buildings going up around Bend. And I think a lot of the folks that are leasing office have said, yeah, it was cool working at home, but, you know, I need to get away from my rest of my family and get a break and go into work.
I'm actually looking at a national media article right now, USA Today Network, and it's talking about companies scaling back and rethinking the need for office space. So it's not all the media that's poo-pooing this idea of office space not being needed.
Well, and it's case by case, right? I mean, let's just break it down. If you're a mortgage brokerage firm, do you really need 80 people working in an office? If you're a software company, you know, when you're working in development, do you need your dev team all working in an office? Probably not. But mm-hmm. if you're a manufacturing company that has a sales arm, you probably need your sales team back in the office collaborating. If you're an accounting firm and you're focused on taxes, you probably need a lot of your team back in the office at least part-time. I just saw, I think it was Dell Computer for the first time in 2 years, you know, they were asking their employees back in, and they were talking about employees haven't worn a badge in 2 years. So it's case by case. But, hey, even if a few percentage of the people who are working from home come back into the office, you know, Bend's a small town. That'll gobble space up quickly.
Mm-hmm. Where does now Russia and Ukraine, this whole situation, that's obviously impacting things here and worldwide. Tell us a little bit about
that. My crystal ball is cracked, shattered, broken, been kicked down Tunnel Road, you know, for hundreds of yards. All I can tell you is that, you know, in 91, I was a believe, that's when we had our military mobilized to Desert Storm. And then we throw Afghanistan in there, but it seemed like one big transition. Just as a, you know, citizen of the United States, I'm watching the Russia-Ukraine unfold, and I'm wondering, so are we going to mobilize our military? Are we going to plug in on that? And a lot of my friends, you know, I'm 55, but my kids are 24, so I get to hang out with a 23 to 27 year old. They're all asking me, hey, what do you think? It's just on people's minds, and it gives us cause to pause. And if we're going to make a major financial decision, we might say, I might wait a little bit. And that's what we see going on.
You're listening to 100.1 FM and 1110 AM KBND. Brian Fratsky, broker of Fratsky Commercial Real Estate, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.